And now on Nights, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench for Malo Dental across Australia, home of the All on Four dental implant procedure.
Your teeth wisdom with Dr. Larry Bench. Good evening to you, mate.
Hi, John. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Look, I know things are starting to loosen up. You're getting to do a bit more again this week, but I think I've got to turn to something else here. I've noticed a few people who are getting themselves into a lather over where Daniel Ricciardo is going to go in the Formula One. Now, are you one of those? You sit around looking for every little sign of where he might be racing?
I've got to say, what actually I didn't even realise because I've been working again. So how bad is that? I mean, I'm very, very happy to be back working and doing everything we normally couldn't do for the last few weeks. But no, I just a little birdie just told me on the grapevine. So
Maynard, Clinton Maynard, who's nearly as bad as you in terms of this. He's been in a lather tonight over suggestions that he might miss out on getting into Ferrari or McLaren, but that's the hope, that he gets into a better team when they finally start racing again.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends how much he wants, I guess. You know, that's the price will be the critical thing. You know, so I think everybody is really. No matter what industry, everybody's sort of suffering a little bit, aren't they, economically?
Yep.
So it's making it difficult, you know, for decisions and you never know how much people have got.
All right. Now, you are back. You've been working pretty hard and you've been flat out at the moment, as you told us last week, but all on four. Is that back or close to being back now?
It is. This week it started back. Restrictions dropped from level two to level one. And that means that you can do all facets of dentistry, which is fantastic. So people have already started booking back in for their all-on-four treatments. And it just means that we still have to really adhere in the dental environment, like the waiting room, have the 1.5 metres. We take temperatures for people. We obviously screen them very carefully. I mean, our levels of sterility and we go to, that doesn't change really because it's meticulous anyway from those points of view. But very interesting that a lot of people didn't realise that we're actually back. You know, I actually bumped into some people on the street and said, oh, I didn't realise I can come back in and get my things done. So, I think people have become very cautious, very apprehensive. So they were pleased to know that even if they wanted to go back in, they can get their teeth cleaned and any problems they've got can be fixed. No restrictions at all. That's great.
I didn't realise that. I better get onto my dentist, actually. I didn't realise that at all. So I'll have to...
get your root canal done.
I've got to get it finished, yes. You've told me that I'm okay at the moment. Yeah, but I'll get it finished. Thank you very much. Yeah. Do I really want to go? Yes, I do. I'll have to get it finished. So that's okay.
You have to do it.
Life getting back to normal, but you keep that 1.5 metres. And as you've said, you've got to be careful because you still get a lot of spray moving around, don't you, in the dental surgery?
Yeah, but although, you know, so look, the fact that the government has actually dropped it down to level one really means they're very confident with the level of, so little is the level of the virus. You know, we've just got to make sure we don't get clusters and spikes and those sorts of things. So, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit for the next 12 months the new norm, isn't it?
Everybody's going
to be watching themselves. But, you know, I think people can be very confident they should get back in and don't put off those things that they can do now, you know, that they'd have put off.
I had a GP consultation today, a telehealth one. So, to the extent you can do video or, you know, consultations, you're doing some of that?
Yeah, we're doing some of that. In fact, now we're going to be holding a virtual seminar. So, in other words, you know, we used to do seminars where people would come in and they'd come into the surgery and I'd go over the all on four situation and explain in detail how it was done. And people would, you know, travel and so now we've actually done some virtual ones. You can actually sit there in your home and listen to it in your own time.
So, okay.
If you want to record it, then you could look back to see that I haven't missed anything. So
all right.
That's going to be a little bit the normal. I mean, how did you feel about your appointment?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was very, very good. It worked really well for me. So look, we've only got 25 seconds left. So people, you've got your clinics. They're all operating. People can go to your website, Malo Dental website, and that's where they'll find where your clinics are. They can make appointments. And that seminar, I think that's one they'll be very interested in as well. They'll find that via the website as well, will they?
Terrific, John. Have a good night, mate. Cheers. Mate.